White, Wellington, New Zealand, July 27, 1893. Dear son Willie, I will drop you a few lines now while I have a few moments to write. We are going to Sister Brown's to stay 1 week. Emily has not been very well, rather nervous. Poor child. She certainly has had much to do, and a great amount of responsibility to get off the mails and do so much typewriting and be my treatment girl. And in addition, has had a dressmaker to fit up her wardrobe, made 2 full suits, and then had some of her old garments repaired. She was getting very much in need of a work being done for her. It is very sickly here now, and surrounded as we are with measles and such diseases, it is not to be wondered at that she was getting down. I keep well, and no plague has come into our dwelling, although it has been nigh us, only a slight partition of boards between us. Mrs. Merrill is very sick with rheumatic fever. I know what that means. The measles are everywhere, and I thought if they would be glad to see us at Sister Brown's, we would visit them. I wrote to them thus. They were overjoyed. Emily says that they have a beautiful place close by the bay. Their post office address is Long Point. We thought Emily should not write much, if any, for that week. But if pleasant, be out on the beach, and if she can get a horse, ride horseback. Well, we leave this noon, in about 1 hour. It will be a change anyway. They have a horse and trap, and I shall ride. Their conveyance is like Brother Forrest's. Willie, I am able to speak very distinctly, notwithstanding I have only my upper set of teeth, and I am going to Napier, and be with them in Napier and Hastings. Sister Caro sent me word that if I did not spend as much as 6 weeks in Napier, she would not make me my sets of teeth. But I have been here long enough silent. Brother Wilson is doing his best in Hastings. There are 20 now keeping the Sabbath, and they think they will have a stronger, larger church than at Napier. I am not discontented one bit, but it seems I might be where I can labor and do a little something. It is very monotonous here. I feel so thankful for this comfortable, pleasant home. Sister Tuxford went to Napier. I told you Christie was not doing well. He has run in debt about 7 or 8 pounds and cannot pay, but he utterly refuses to receive advice or to be corrected in anything. He has the qualifications which win friends and confidence, but the defects of character are objectionable. He will do injury to the cause of God if he has connection with it. Sister Tuxford brought her mother back with her. Sister Tuxford is the same kind, accommodating sister as she has been all along. One man in Hastings sent £10 by Sister Tuxford, and we think it should be appropriated to help the students in the school. We have had a fearful storm Tuesday and Wednesday. It stormed hard for a short time this morning, and I think hailed some. It is not settled yet, but we shall go, for everything is ready. It does not rain, and I am so glad for Emily's sake that we are going. She seems so happy over it,